Open plan offices are particularly bad at providing an environment for calm, creative work, they argue. So library rules are imposed at base camp. Conversations are kept to a whisper, and there are separate rooms when meetings are needed. Meetings are avoided, especially those involving lots of people. As the authors rightly point out, 8 people in a room doesn't cost 1 hour, it costs 8 hours. Workers do not need to be kept abreast of every single corporate development via memos or all-staff emails. The firm encourages JOMO, the joy of missing out, so employees can concentrate on their own work projects. Another way to reduce stress is to avoid turning deadlines into dreadlines, unrealistic targets for project completions accompanied by ever-changing requirements. Goals are fake, the authors write. In their telling, made-up numbers function as a source of unnecessary stress until they are either achieved or abandoned. Nor should workers demand that their colleagues deal with a query straight away. In almost every situation, the expectation of an immediate response is unrealistic. Allowing workers more time means they can come up with a more considered and helpful answer. The overall aim of the firm should be couched in modest terms. Too many businesses talk about changing the world and becoming a disruptor. Such aims are far too grandiose and put everyone under too much pressure. As a manager, if you set out to do a good job for your customers and to treat your employees fairly, things will probably turn out fine. In short, the book aims to persuade managers to take their mission less seriously and to take their employees more so. Furthermore, executives should stop equating the work ethic with the practice of working long hours. Work should not be frantic. A calm company can be good for employees and very profitable as well. Whether or not it is as nice to work at base camp as the authors make it sound is hard to tell from the outside. It was voted one of America's best small companies in 2017 by Forbes, a magazine. It helps that the group is private and has no activist investors to please. Some of its practices might not be possible at a giant listed firm. But a lot more executives ought to reflect on its message. A relaxed ethos in the office might work better in the long run than the hard charging approach that, at the moment, is all too common.